A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Healthy Mind Matters on KSL News Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. Today we have been talking about death by suicide and the role of the medical examiner in doing research and in benefiting suicide prevention in our state. With me is Michael Staley. He's the Suicide Prevention Research Coordinator at the Utah Office of the Medical Examiner. And Michael, how do you hope that the questions that you ask these families, the research that you do, how do you hope that it will help us to prevent suicides in our state?
I hope it increases our awareness of what we're looking for. You know, if we have an acronym called IS PATH WARM. And if you ask me to go through all of those, isolation, I live and breathe this work every day. I don't know that I can get you all the way through IS PATH WARM. But again, we go back to the analogy of a stroke, the smelling burnt toast and the droopy face. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And I think that what we need is better, more exacting research, which is exactly what we're doing, to narrow that down so that we can give people an awareness of these are some really basic risk factors that you need to look out for in the people that you work with, the people you love, the people you live with, you interact with in any way, and know what to do, not just to recognize those factors, but to know what to do.
I don't know how many interviews you've done now, but what would you say has been the most surprising thing that you have learned when doing these interviews with families who've been so impacted by the death of a loved one?
Even though I said it was getting better, and I do believe that, I am surprised at how isolated and stigmatized some of these families are still. You know, that might change as we start getting research findings and we start threading that needle, so to speak, across multiple different families and stories. But for now, it's still, you know, I hear with regularity still, I haven't had the opportunity to talk about my son or my daughter or my spouse in this way since they were alive. And I hope that the trend continues so that people are more comfortable telling these stories and that people are more comfortable, and this is most important, more comfortable listening to these stories and being available and present for people who are living through some very dark times.
Let's give the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline here, and then we'll give it again at the end of the program. It is 800-273-8255, or the Safe UT app for adolescents is very good, just for those people who just want to have a conversation, are feeling concerned about someone, or someone who is feeling having some sort of suicidal ideation. Both of those places are good sources of information. How can we make things better? How can you and I, when we go out in our world today, how can we help improve the situation for those families who have been impacted by somebody who's died from suicide?
It's so ambiguous, but I'll just say be present. Sometimes it's just about watching a TV program or going on a drive or even going to a movie. It's not about having the right words. It's not about, doing something. We're such doers. We need to fix something, and you can't fix this. You cannot bring a loved one back, but you can be present, and that's exactly what you ought to do. And don't be afraid to be present. Give people permission to talk and share the same space they're sharing.
I can hear people, I want to be present, but I don't know what to say. I'm very uncomfortable with that. What do you tell them?
I'd say go to the people that you love who are experiencing these tragedies or have experienced this tragedy, and just say, what can I do for you? Can I just be here? How about I notice that you have a stack of dishes? How about I do those dishes? Or would you like it if I vacuumed? And sometimes just get out the vacuum and do the vacuuming. And other times, just sit with them.
All right. Michael, thank you so much for what you do. Is there something that you'd like to add that maybe I've forgotten to ask you?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. That number to call again, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 800-273-8255, or again, the Safe UT app for adolescents. And Michael, thank you so much for joining me today.
It was great. Thank you.